job that needs doing around the house, a DIY job, whether you do it yourself or whether you get someone in to do it. I like to have a go if it's fairly minor, but I've not done it for a while actually, to be honest, because it needs a certain amount of time, doesn't it? You need the time to do it. But stores like Wix and B&Q make their living on people doing it themselves, don't they, giving it a go. But some jobs in our houses are definitely well beyond our capacity for most of us. Electrical work, structural work, the study at Church Cottage, our house, has got some subsidence at the minute, and the one corner has dropped by about 2 inches. So whenever we have our leadership group meetings, we're looking at the cracks in the ceiling, probably it's not going to fall down. And we've got specialists coming in to look at that. They've taken soil samples and they've put little measuring equipment on the cracks to see how much it's moving. And that's, you can't do that work yourself. We've got the professionals in. But what about the work of the church? The work of the kingdom of God. The declaration and the demonstration of the gospel of Christ. Should we leave that to the professionals? People like us, like me, the clergy, people have said, oh, there's a calling on your life, and go away and get trained, and then have some more training. Should we leave the church work to the professionals and let them get on with it? It's what they're trained for. Or should we do it ourselves? Give it a go ourselves? And of course, we all know what the answer is. Everybody, every follower of Christ is committed, is called to share the gospel and to share his love. There's nothing special about me or anyone else. I've just been given a different role in the church. But all of us are called to join in the work. And the great news is we have the Holy Spirit, which is who we are celebrating on this day of Pentecost, to help us. When Peter addressed the crowd on that day of Pentecost, he quoted the prophet Joel, didn't he? And he said, in the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And that first Pentecost was the fulfillment of that prophecy in Joel. That was the prophecy actually being fulfilled. God poured out his spirit on all flesh that morning. And ever since then, we have had the Holy Spirit. And when we read through the Old Testament, people longed for this season that we're in now, where we have access to God's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit only came on certain people at certain times. But the epoch, the season we're in now, since Pentecost, is that we all have access to the Holy Spirit. It's not the sole preserve of the professionals doing the work of God. Each of us has been given the responsibility by God to declare his kingdom and his love and his grace. And we've been given the power to do that. And it says in Romans, doesn't it, that the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, that same Holy Spirit that brought Jesus back to life, dwells in each one of you and dwells in me. We have the Holy Spirit in us as a follower of Christ. And it's the same Spirit that raised him from the dead. That incredible power is there for the asking. If we feel weak and unable to speak about Jesus, we can pray and ask God to help us through his Holy Spirit. And we're all called to give an account of our hope. In 1 Peter 3, it says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. That's 1 Peter 3:15. The Holy Spirit will help you and I to reach out to others in love, to have grace and forgiveness, to show gentleness and kindness, to know what to say to people when they're asking questions about Jesus. Jesus said in the Great Commission at the end of Matthew, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. A wonderful Trinitarian statement from Jesus, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. And last Sunday we were celebrating Ascension, and God the Son, Jesus, ascended to heaven to be with God the Father, and then from heaven he sent God the Holy Spirit, and we have the Holy Spirit with us now. There's on the back of our notice sheet today, if you look at the back page, there's a section on praying for the lost. It says, "Thank you, Lord, that you don't want anyone to be lost without your love. I pray for," and there's a space for us to name somebody, "that they will know how much you love them and that they will open their hearts to your love. Please help me to be open to sharing your love whenever I have the opportunity." And it's the Holy Spirit that will help us, isn't it? The Holy Spirit who will help us to be open to sharing his love when we have the opportunity. And there's a wonderful quote that I found from a commentator that puts it this way. Excuse me. "The story in Acts is also our story because we are participating in God's story. The descent of the Spirit on these apostles is really the birth story of all who are in Christ. While we think of our lives in terms of our own births, upbringing, education, families, line of work and so on, there is another story that has been happening parallel to these events. Actually, it has woven its way through all of these things, and this interwoven story begins here with the descent of the Holy Spirit who fills these believers." May the Lord help us, fill us with his Spirit as we look to live the story of Jesus and to tell a story. Amen.